This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today to be able to be among God's people. The scripture says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So glad that we are sanctified because of the word, because of keeping the word. Faith without work is dead. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder. Thank God. Another Sabbath day, we're glad to be with you. This is God's Covenant Church. We are established in the Word, and that's what we're going to talk about today. What it means to love God's Word. And I'm grateful for his anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. The great love that they have for God's people. The great love they've had by living a life. And they're with God, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We're going to have a number today by the ensemble. God is calling, and truly God is calling. But will you hear the call? Before we get into that, we're going to have a poem by our Sister Tatum. Sister Tatum.
This poem is about leadership. Like the priest, like the people. If a leader is not perfected in the life that he is living, how can he perfect the people in the fruit that they are given? But if the fruit is not perfected in the spirit of holy living, it's a carnal vision of the fruit that leader is given. But in the teaching of God's commandments, being taught in holy living, I'm persuaded through this anointed leader, perfection is in the fruit he's given to a people who are willing to accept responsibility, to deny the flesh of worldly lust, to keep God's spirit living. And with that in mind, like the priest, like the people.
Thank God for you, Sister Tatum. Thank God for our Elder Miles accompanying our Sister Tatum. Thank God.
God is calling.
He's calling.
Yes, God is calling. Thank God for the ensemble. Thank God for our sister Tatum. That poem was most beautiful, accompanied by our elder Miles. We have announcements. Deacon Debbie, what is our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. We are all about keeping God's commandments. That is the doctrine of God. That's our doctrine. That's the Lord's doctrine. Now, for you to understand this, the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And that stands today. Wherever you may be, you're no greater. You cannot be any greater than those that keep God's commandments. And they are called great, they that do and teach God's word. And what nation is there so great who hath statutes, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? It's being set before anyone that have an ear to hear, because that's God's word. And I've heard this saying down through the time, I love God's word. We have one with us today, said, I've loved God's word since I was a child. My mother told me I love God's word. But he come to find out mother didn't know God. None of our mothers and fathers knew God pretty much unless they were keeping God's commandments. If they weren't keeping God's commandments, you didn't know God and you didn't have his word. What you had was scriptures and knowledge pertaining and about God's word. But the scripture says, he that saith, I know him, know God's word, know the Lord, know God, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar. And the truth is not in him. I thank God for our Elder Phillips opening up. We know the truth. As the scripture says, thy word is truth. And God's word is Jesus. God's word is God. Let's go to St. John 1 and 1, because it means something to say, I love God's word. Yes. And many times when you bring the word, we have opposition, drawback, bad behavior, sour looks, unpleasantness. This is what happens when the word of God, then against God's word, ready to kill because they don't like God. You said, now you kind of jumping the gun, Pastor. No, that's the truth. The scripture is right. St. John 1 and 1 says what?
In the beginning was the word.
So now, who else is in the beginning but God? In the beginning was God's word. What?
And the word was with God.
And the word was with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It was with God. What?
Word was God.
And it's like that today. It was like that before. It's like that today and forever. Word was God. Isn't that beautiful? So if you love God's word, you love God. How plain is that? That's not hard to figure it out. If you love God, you should love his word. But what happens when ones find out what his word really is and what his word is saying, they find out, I don't like the word and I don't like God. They don't want to say that, but that's what it is. Isn't that beautiful? That's making it plain. Revelations 19. Let's go there. Revelations 19 and 12. Now the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said.
Yes.
And we're going by the scripture, not what ones make up.
Yes.
Now, if you have a different interpretation, I don't have any problem with that. I'm only sowing a seed.
Right.
Because in the end, it takes God to give you the understanding. And the understanding is to those that have an ear to hear. That means a desire.
All right.
To live for God. If you have a desire, you're going to know what God is talking about because it's plain. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Revelation 19, 12, what does it say?
His eyes were as a flame of fire.
What?
And on his head were many crowns.
Now, it's not talking about the angel Gabriel. This is talking about God. This is not talking about God taking any form, other form, because God had taken the form of a cloud. But this is not talking about a cloud. It's talking about God. His eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Were as a flame of fire, and on his head
mm-hmm. were many crowns.
What?
And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself.
Only one knew that Jesus' name was Jesus was God.
Beautiful.
Now I understand Gabriel was a man, the man Gabriel. That was nobody but God. Because Gabriel said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. He was a man.
Beautiful.
But God was as a man, he's called an angel. Nobody knew his name but he himself. So what did God told Gabriel? Still the same thing.
Same thing.
He said, no man knew this but he himself. So that means no man of this world, but this man that took on a form, Gabriel, was God. He had a name written.
Mm-hmm.
No man knew but he himself. What?
And he was clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood.
Dipped in blood. The blood is his word. The vesture was flesh, mm-hmm. clothed with a vesture, dipped in blood. Mm-hmm. And it didn't happen. It didn't get dipped in blood until he decided to live for God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mystery. That's a secret.
Right.
Dipped in blood, what?
And his name is called the Word of God.
That's his name, yes. The Word.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, yes.
First John.
All right.
One.
Mm-hmm.
And one. Let's go there.
John,
we're not going to St. John. We're going to 1 John.
First
John, then Mark, then Luke. No, it's 1 John.
Right,
is that beautiful?
Yes.
1 John 1 and 1 says what?
That which was from the beginning.
Now we know the only thing from the beginning is God and his word.
Yes.
That which was from the beginning, what?
Which we have heard.
Now, we've heard this. How did we hear it? In the beginning was the word. Somebody spoke that.
Yes.
Somebody said, in the beginning, God created. Somebody spoke that. It was Moses who wrote it. But some son or daughter brought that knowledge to us. That's what we've heard from the beginning.
Yes.
We've heard in the beginning was the word.
Mm-hmm.
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, what?
Mm-hmm. Which we have seen with our eyes.
Now, wait a minute. You can see the word with your own eyes when it's in a body.
Mm-hmm.
That means sonship. That means the word took on flesh, became a son.
Yes.
And you can see the word today in a body.
Mm-hmm.
Those that house God, God's people. Which we have seen with our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Which we have looked upon.
What?
And our hands have handled of the word of
so
life.
So when we handle each other, we're handling of
beautiful.
The word of life.
Beautiful.
Because we're all of the word.
Yes.
When you decide to live for God.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're handling God.
All right.
Beautiful.
That's why the Lord said, what you do to the least of my little ones, you're doing it unto me. Because
mm-hmm.
you're handling God. When you handle those that are of God. That's why the scripture says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets, because the prophets house the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And all of the anointed. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
For the life was manifested.
This life was manifested and is being manifested today.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, how do I know when it's manifested? He that say I know him and keepeth mm-hmm. not his commandments is a liar.
That's right.
Hereby do we know
mm-hmm.
that we know him when we keep his commandments. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
And we have seen it and bear witness.
So this is the witness. We've seen God's word. We've seen it in scripture, and somebody's got to bring it to us, and we're just bearing witness to it. That's what I'm doing right now. Yes. Just bearing witness to the word. Remember now, I love God's word.
All right, Pastor.
You should love what I'm saying, because I'm bringing you the word. Mm-hmm. What?
And show unto you that eternal life.
Now, wait a minute. I love God's word. Then you love eternal life, because the word is eternal life, because that's God. God is eternal. And we show unto you that eternal life. What?
Which was with the Father and was manifested
so
unto us.
So eternal life was in the beginning. Always have been is with the Father. With mm-hmm. It's with God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Fifth chapter. Yes. 5 mm-hmm. and 7. This is what so many say. I love God's word.
All right.
But when you go to the scripture and bring out what the word is truth. That when Jesus said, I am the way and truth. That's true. It's also the law.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
First John. I mean, excuse me, 1 John 5 and 7.
For there are three that bear record in heaven.
Now there's three that bear record in heaven. What?
The Father,
mm-hmm.
the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
One don't spell Trinity.
No. That's right.
But there's three. And it didn't say there's three persons. No. It's just three names. Because... The Father is a name,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost is a name,
mm-hmm.
and the Word is a name.
Yes.
These three, they're one. They're not a Trinity. They're one.
Right.
Because if you say Trinity, you got three separate entities.
That's
they're
right,
one.
Pastor. That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
What?
And there are three that bear witness in earth.
What?
The Spirit and the water and the blood.
Now these three what?
And these three agree in
so
one.
So if you have the Spirit of God, if you've been washed in the water, which is washing of water by God's word,
mm-hmm.
if you've been washed in his blood, you agree in the Father.
Mm-hmm.
That means you agree in the words. I love God's word. That means you agree with the word
right.
is saying.
Yes.
How plain is that?
It's plain.
And you agree in the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is going to bring you what the Father and the Word is saying. Because
they're one.
How can you say, I got the Holy Ghost, but the Sabbath day is destroyed?
Right.
You don't agree with God what God wrote. The Holy Ghost is not like they're one.
All right.
That beautiful? Mm-hmm. That means that if they're one, they didn't change. That beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Did you read the ninth verse? Read.
If we receive the witness of men.
Now, wait a minute. So the men say... Now, because the Lord rose on Sunday, the first day we observe, the first day of the week is our rest day. Now, that's the witness of men.
Mm-hmm.
But what?
The witness of God is greater.
Now, that's greater because the word says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's greater. I love God's word.
Right.
So that means forget about what somebody said they're going to honor. We're going to honor the Son. Because he rose. Well, first of all, the scripture don't tell you that. And the Holy Ghost wrote the scripture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Men right. were moved by the Holy Ghost, inspired to write it.
Mm-hmm.
Men get 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday.
Wow.
3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. God's witness is greater.
Go ahead.
Because God said it'll be cut off in the midst of the week. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And you can get 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth and get him up sometime after the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he's in there in the when it goes towards night, he's in there 4 nights. Mm-hmm. Couldn't be that. So that means when he went to the sepulchre the first day of the week, he was gone. He didn't get up that first day of the week. He got up sometime after the seventh day in the eve before night. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now the witness of God is greater. That mm-hmm. math is God's math.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
Man's math don't work out like
no,
that. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater.
Greater.
I love God's word.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I love the witness of God.
Go ahead.
Yes, 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 yes.
More than the witness of men. Now, even if you cannot say it, some say, I love God's word. Even if you can't say it right, you still, I honor you if you say you love it
all right,
over the witness of men.
All right.
It don't matter how you say it, it's how you act upon it,
right?
Right.
That's right.
Yes, Pastor.
What?
For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his son.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
This is the witness of God, which he hath testified. This is how his son is.
Mm-hmm.
Sons today receive the witness of God above the witness of men.
Yes.
And the son himself, this is a witness of how he is.
Yes.
Washed in the blood, in the water, and have the spirit. They agree in one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 14.
All right.
And 24.
Mm-hmm.
It is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
I love God's word.
Go ahead, Pastor.
That's what this thought is all about. And everybody out there should just be cheering like they're going to cheer for these fighters coming up. Everybody should say, yay, this is beautiful. If you love God's word. But why is it when I begin to talk about the law, everybody get quiet.
Right, Pastor.
Now, if you're looking at me on YouTube,
all right.
I want to see about a, I want you to call somebody and say, you know what? We found out that we don't love God's word. And I'm expecting to see a million hits on this thing. Bye bye.
All right.
But if I only see one or two, that means somebody don't love God's word.
God's word. All right, Pastor.
They ain't told nobody about it. Then this man don't know what he's talking about. St. John 14:24, what does it say?
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that? Mm-hmm. If you don't love God, and this is the word talking, because the word was made flesh. They call his name Jesus.
Yes.
Now, because it took on flesh, word don't change.
No.
If you take on the word, it don't change. Just because you're in the flesh, it don't change. It stands the same. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. What?
And the word which ye hear is not mine.
Not mine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not mine either. Oh. I didn't set the day of rest up. God did.
Yeah.
God made the day of rest. The seventh day, he made that the day of rest. I didn't do that. That word is not mine. I didn't say we should have no gods before God. God said
God
that.
Said it.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes,
yeah. He that loveth me not
keepeth not my sayings.
Keepeth not my sayings. What?
Mm-hmm. And the word which ye hear is not mine.
It's not mine. The fifth chapter. It's not mine. Mm-hmm. 5
mm-hmm.
and 46.
All right, Pastor.
Everyone that come in the name of the Lord, they're speaking what thus saith the Lord, not what something they made. Now, most of these ministers today, when you're the price is right and different things, they come in their own name. That means they come in their own words they make up. That's what name means, words.
Right.
They come in their own doctrine. Because God's name is the doctrine.
Yes.
The word is the doctrine.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. St. John 5:46.
Mm-hmm. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed
me. So wait a minute. Lord, just jumping to the chase.
Yes.
Same thing today. Everyone that is hearing my voice, if you see me, if you believe Moses, you believe me.
All right. For
well, had you believed Moses, you would have believed me. This is what the Lord said. For what?
He for
what?
He wrote of me.
He wrote. Moses wrote the word.
Yes.
Moses is known for the Ten Commandments. That's the word.
All right.
What?
But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words?
So you can't separate the two.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to talk about the Lord, you're going to talk about the word, let's talk about Moses. Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, beautiful.
Model preacher.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy.
All right.
4
mm-hmm.
and 2.
Thank God.
He said, yes. Moses wrote of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand as we're going forth with this thought, if it's quiet here, you could probably catch a rodent crawling that you can't see with your naked eye.
All right,
well, rodents aren't that small, right?
No.
So it's microbes.
Yeah.
You could probably hear him. If you got good enough hearing, you can hear him.
Right,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And anybody got that can't hear? You need one of them stethoscope for that. Okay,
all right,
okay, call.
All right.
5.
Four.
Deuteronomy 4 and 2.
4 and 2, what yes. Say? Ye shall not add unto the word.
Now,
well,
they've added to the word now.
Mm-hmm.
They've added to God's word. Say, so you know what? God, we got a new day. It's called the first day of the week. It's called Sunday. That's the day he rose. They added to the word. That's our day. The Jews, they have, their Sabbath is on the seventh day. And more important, they started on the sixth day. They're wrong too.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to rest on the seventh day starting on the sixth.
Right.
That means the sixth day is your day of rest.
Exactly. Yes, Pastor.
Because it's not, Sabbath will start
on the sixth day. It starts on the seventh day.
That's right.
Day is not night.
No.
Day is not evening. Say that. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Now, how you gonna keep something holy? You in the evening time on the fifth, on the sixth night. You in the evening. All right. All night long, you gonna keep it holy. Right. You just sleeping away. Right. You really on the sixth night, right. But you call it the Sabbath. You sleeping. Right. Night come first. Mm. No, I don't. Mm-mm. They come first.
Yes.
They always start first. Mm-hmm. The Lord is light.
Thank God.
Light starts and then came darkness. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So the Lord began to work in the day. Then came night, evening, and then night. But the people got it backwards when they said, now this is Friday. It's the sixth day. The Sabbath is coming on. It's starting to get evening time. Sabbath, get ready to come. Mm. How stupid is that?
Mm-hmm. That's right, Pastor.
Waiting for a day to come at night in the evening.
Oh, yes, Pastor.
No.
No.
Okay.
All right, Pastor.
At midnight, okay, but it's not day. The day starts in the day.
It does, yes.
Okay.
All right, that's it. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you.
What?
Neither shall ye diminish aught
from
it.
So if you take out the Sabbath and say put in the first day, you've diminished aught. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. I love God's word.
All right.
I can't change it. Don't you add and don't you diminish aught from it. Watch. Mm-hmm.
That ye may keep the commandments
that
of the Lord.
That ye may keep the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you add to God's word, the word is the commandments. How please that? I don't understand what you're saying. Your ears are not blessed then.
That's right. Thank
but
God.
Blessed are your ears,
beautiful,
for they hear.
Beautiful. Yes,
isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What? That ye may keep the commandments of the Lord, what?
Your God,
what?
Which I command you.
God commanded this. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a choice in the matter. Read 5 and 6.
Yes, Pastor.
No, 5th verse.
5th verse. Yes, Pastor. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments.
Now, somebody's got to teach this. Because you just can't read it and say, got it. It don't work like that. It's got to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
I've taught statutes and judgments.
Even as the Lord my God commanded me.
And God commanded it to be taught. What?
That ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess
wherever
it.
We go, we have to talk about keeping God's commandments. Whether it's here or in the deepest part of Angola.
Mm-hmm. What? Right, sir. Keep therefore and do them.
Keep therefore and do them. What?
For this is your wisdom.
This is your wisdom.
And your understanding.
And your understanding.
In the sight of the nations.
What?
Which shall hear all these statutes and say.
What?
Surely this great nation is a wise and understanding
isn't that
people.
Psalms 147. Right quick. We get ready to move on. I know if you want to hear more about this.
All right, Pastor.
You just call. Because God is calling.
Yes, isn't that beautiful? Beautiful. Yes.
Psalms 147.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 says what?
He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth.
What?
His word runneth very swiftly.
He sendeth his commandments upon earth.
Mm-hmm.
His word runneth swiftly.
Very swiftly.
That's the 15th verse?
Yes, Pastor.
What? Now read the 19th verse.
He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel.
God has got to reveal it to us. It's revealed and shown through teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
He hath not dealt so with any nation.
So I don't care what nation you're from. You can be from a nation of what? If it ain't shown to you, you ain't gonna understand it. You're just reading some surface, you see.
And as for his judgments,
what?
They have not known them. Praise ye the Lord.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 5th verse. What does it say?
5th verse, yes, Pastor. Great is our Lord and of great power.
What?
His understanding is infinite.
His understanding is infinite.